Welcome to This Fringy Life, a series of podcasts about the 2010 Vancouver International Fringe Festival, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM and is available on the web at CITR.ca and VancouverFringe.com.
I'm Adam Janusz, and on this episode of This Fringy Life, we look at the people who attend the Fringe. Meet Shanda Walters, an accomplished drama teacher who attends the Fringe religiously and has been known to have strong, visceral reactions to theater. Hello, Shanda.
Hi, Adam.
So, first of all, tell us about yourself. Who, the demographic aspect of Fringe goers, where do you place yourself?
I am a long time Fringe goer. I've been a high school theater teacher for 20 years and have done all kinds of work myself, directed hundreds of plays in that time period.
And you've been selected as drama teacher of the year.
I'm pretty good at what I do. I work really hard at it, and I know I can get better at it. I'm certainly a student of theater as much as a teacher of theater.
Do you find yourself humbled by theater still?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, constantly. You know, there's some just brilliant and inspiring work out there.
Shanda, what does the Fringe mean to you? What impact has it had on your life?
The Fringe is like Christmas to me. It's more exciting than that. I've been going to the Fringe for, over 20 years. I remember back when it was on Main Street. I've taken shows to the Fringe myself. I've got students that perform in the Fringe. But I think the most important thing for me is that shows that I've seen at the Fringe have changed what I thought theater can be. They've created these big paradigm shifts, and I've watched shows and thought, oh my God, it can be like that. And as a result, it's influenced my own work in the classroom. So I've been able to take that learning and pass it on to my students. So I would probably say that the Fringe, shows I've seen at the Fringe, have influenced my own work more than anything else.
Okay. And Shanda, what do you look for in a Fringe show?
Well, I think that the thing about theater is that it has the potential to create this amazing connection between a performer and an audience member. And, you know, I have seen these wonderful and delightful shows where those performers are giving everything they've got to the work, to honor the work and to the audience. And there's this lovely, respectful, joyous communion between us. And I love when that happens. It's the most warming and inspiring and fulfilling thing.
What's the most disappointing thing about a Fringe show?
Oh, my God. The shows that really... Now, here's the thing. I'm very effusive about theater. I love its power to move me, but sometimes it moves me in ways that are a little bit not as positive.
It moves you to the wrong place.
Yeah, it can do that too, because I feel I'm very vulnerable and open to the work. So the kind of work that really drives me crazy is when the performers don't care enough, when they don't commit enough, or when they think they don't have to try that good, that hard, because they're already good. Right? That pretentious work of, yeah, I'm really good at this, so I can just stand here and you are going to love it.
Or yeah, shut up and like it.
Yeah, or I don't even care if you like it because I'm that good. I know what I'm doing. And that's so disrespectful to your audience. And I just don't think you can ever afford to do that. You can never be so good that you disregard your audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you say that you're very effusive about theater. Can you tell us an experience that you've had where it's moved you in the wrong direction?
Yeah, but it's really embarrassing. I don't really want to, but example, you know, the pretentious show I'm thinking about in particular was so bad. I mean, they didn't even know their lines.
Last year.
Yeah, I saw a show last year at the Fringe. Guy didn't even know his lines. Mm. The work was so bad, I thought it was meant to be funny, but it wasn't. It was serious. And I was having trouble breathing by the end of the show. I would have snuck out, but I had brought six other friends and I was kind of trapped and we would have had to cross the stage to get out and all
of
those things.
So you were actually having difficulty breathing physically?
Oh, yeah. I was in a lot of pain.
Physical pain.
Physically suffering from the show. and how bad it was, and how disrespectful their intent was when they were up there. So
what happened?
Well, when the lights came on, I had to get out of there really, really fast. So thankfully we were in the front, but I do remember rushing out of the theater and starting to run down the stairs. And I pushed one of my friends out of the way. I did apologize later, but I just couldn't get out of there fast enough. I couldn't breathe. I was feeling really trapped. And this is terrible, but I hit the pavement outside and took three steps away and running down the street yelled, "Worst play ever!" the top of my lungs. And then ran further down the street to get some distance between me and that, and had convulsions on the street for a while.
Convulsions on the street.
Yeah. I couldn't shake it. I couldn't shake the play from me fast enough.
You can physically remove it. You move its slick layer off of you.
I had to get it off of me and out of me and away from me. And I had convulsions for longer than I would actually have thought I needed to, but apparently the show had really moved me.
Yeah. And how were your friends? Were they worried for you?
Yeah, they kind of came chasing after me. And what they said, and I'm really happy about this, is they said that watching me after the show made watching that show worthwhile. That I was good theater and entertaining. So
at least that.
Yeah, they got something out of the experience.
All right. Now, has there ever been a show where you've had the opposite direction and you've just been moved, you know, physically, emotionally to a really good place?
Oh, of course. That happens all the time, too. I remember another Fringe show a couple of years ago called Burning Cage, where, I mean, the show was amazing and dark and intense, the story, and but it was also beautifully executed. It was so beautifully and lovingly performed with such commitment that I found myself like stunned and physically had trouble moving. And my friend came to see it as well. We stagger out of the theater and we see the performers, these two lovely young women standing there shaking hands and thanking everybody in the audience for coming. We couldn't quite face them. We tried to get back in the theater. We knew we had to go. We had to get out of the building. And we were mostly unable to speak. But my friend said, like, you know, she thought, wow, they just have done this amazing work. It was so powerful and dark. And she said, "Are you okay to be out here? Like, can you do this?" And, you know, the woman looked at us and said, "Are you okay? Oh, my God." And they gave us these big, warm hugs. And
because they looked at you and they were worried for your safety.
They were worried for us because of what we had just been through as a result of this amazing show they did. And they sort of talked us through the transition between their great and amazing art and Granville Island on a Sunday afternoon to help us find our way back into the world.
So they kind of coached you back to normal.
Absolutely they did. And they were brilliant and wonderful.
Cool. We'll enjoy this year's Fringe.
Thanks. I can't wait.